Welcome, episode 165 of the Still Dripping Happy Hour. This is your host Mason on the move tonight. We got Hayes. Holla.
I'm back. Man, that was the longest week off. If you live in Middle Tennessee, I even saw Mason last Wednesday and I had a horrible headache.
That's right.
I'm in the middle of 75 hard, which means I have to work out two times a day. And I was walking, and because I didn't want to have to start back over, and I was miserable. And spring in Middle Tennessee is just allergy heaven. And my eyes are really watering right now because I just finished working out.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
It's been tough. Definitely on the eyes. That's what gets it most for me. Itchy eyes. I haven't gotten any up here yet, but I've had it this year already. So I'm hoping that was it. So
yeah, I hope I got the really bad headache out of the way. That was like a 3-day long headache. It was nothing you can do about it, but just drink a lot of water and hope it goes away. So anywho, missed you guys. I mean it. Thanks for holding it down. Yeah. That was with Dan. I feel like we hadn't seen Dan in like 2 months.
Yeah, we hadn't seen Dan in a while. It was good. We got that first Dan duel out of the way. I think on the weeks that he's not in, we're going to have him record a Dan duel segment for us.
Okay, yeah, that's dope.
So we'll get some actual sports odds and some funny ones too. So maybe some office odds. Maybe we'll do that.
Did you talk about, speaking of Dan duel, did you talk about Jontay Porter at all last week?
Not a ton.
What are we have crazy of a story is that? Do you know this story?
Yeah. We did talk about it a little bit.
Okay, we don't have to cover it again.
But yeah, betting your own unders. That's
betting your own betting your own prop bets.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. And did you see the amount, the final total that he won was like $56,000. He gave up.
He bet $56,000.
He bet 56.
He won 21,000.
He won.
You think on your own props, you could make some money.
Well, not just that. Horrible trade-off. Banned for life from the NBA for 21 grand. He probably makes that in one game. Right? Not worth it. Come on, Jonte.
No. That is, yeah, it's unfortunate. But.
Wow.
All right, Hayes, you said we had some unfortunate news that you wanted to give a little 2-minute rant on. So
Yeah, we'll go.
I'll start the clock on you. Go for it.
Okay. I really did want Landon, because I suspect Landon has some similar thoughts and feelings to me on this. And so we've gone, you know, we had Kanye, Jesus is King, putting out Christian albums. He wasn't even going to put explicit things on Donda.com or whatever. You can go stream, yada, yada, yada. And we've swung to the exact opposite extreme where he announced today, that he's going to, I'm just going to keep it like really high level because I don't even want to give it any more attention than it deserves. And that is, he's going to do some sort of adult entertainment. Right. So we've swung. So look, I just be really candid and really vulnerable as a person who's had a struggle with that when I was younger. Like that's a thing I'm going to go the exact opposite direction from every time.
Yeah.
Like I don't watch R-rated movies. I don't watch, like, that's just not something I'm going to even go remotely close to. And so when that pops up, I'm done. And I think a lot of people feel that way. Yeah. And as a man of faith, like, I'm called to pray for Kanye and not be judgy, but I can have an opinion based on behavior. And so for my opinion, if and look, this is could just be now he posted it on his Instagram. I want to say is where the thing that was sent to us, and so that's pretty indicative of its legitimacy. But anyway, like that's not a road I'm going down. So now I'm like, okay, do I throw away all my? Yeah, probably not gonna go that far. Of like, I get rid of my Yeezy shoes. I'm probably not gonna do that. But I'm not gonna any longer be a supporter. I think it's time for me to be done with that.
Yeah, I totally understand that. If I was gonna ever be a supporter, yeah, I'm with you. I'm out. There are some cool Yeezy shoes that I liked, and I had, you know, I like the colorways and stuff. But yeah, that's an easy pass now.
Very, very easy pass. And you know what? I think I'll speak for myself as somebody that was really bought in. I mean, I went to Sunday service. I was drinking that Kool-Aid and not that he's not allowed to make mistakes. All right. I'm not, it's just disappointing. Like, it just really hurts my feelings. Like, relative. I mean, I don't know the guy, but you know, you feel like you invest in this person's story, and mm-hmm. and when they start professing that they're on our team, and all of a sudden, you know, behavior is the exact opposite. Like, man, that just hurts my feelings. Like, it feels like in a very, very distant way, like a friend, you know, stabbed you in the back. And I bet I would be willing to bet a lot of the Christian bandwagon people that jumped on when he started going down that road we should be praying for him is what we should be doing, and not slandering, but I don't think you should be quiet either.
Right.
So like, what do you do here? What's going to turn him off to the whole thing, right?
I think it's the same way that, I mean, we did get on here and you talked about your experience at Sunday service, and you did, and we weren't praising him in that sense, but we were giving him props of, you have this platform, you're using it. And so I think it's okay for us to come on here and say, okay, you have the same platform, maybe a little less now, because I think you've lost a lot of people in the last year. But man, if you're flip-flopping like that, he does need help. Yeah. And that's not an excuse by any means. I think it's fair for us to say that what we don't think is right is going on. But there's something seriously wrong. I mean, he was saying that like every ad was porn. Like, he was condemning everybody, saying sex sells, and like, it used to have to be 18 to walk through to the back of the store or whatever.
Talking about his kids
on Instagram, and then you just do a complete 180. It's like, okay, what was
it? Was just a trick? Everybody, it makes it feel like just a trick the whole time.
Yeah,
right. Like, how do you do that and it not sound judgy? I don't know if you can. But it does feel like you were let on. I was let on.
Yeah.
And how do I balance that and praying for the guy and hoping that he, right? Maybe it's just like anything else. I think it's funny that we're talking like we know this man.
Yeah. That's
interesting. I think that's what people like I think that's how most people that are, I would say, are Yeezy fans, like Kanye fans, perceive it. It's like, I think most people would tell you that they're hurt and feel that way.
Yeah.
Like, it's a friend.
After the most recent 24 hours, would you have anything to take back about from the sneakers perspective of Adidas dropping him now?
Oh, man. What a question.
It seems different, right? I mean, a little bit. Like,
yeah,
maybe they didn't completely commit suicide by dropping him.
Maybe they didn't now. Maybe
they got out in time.
Maybe they got out in time.
They got out at the right time for the wrong reasons, right?
Maybe that's a good way to say that. Yeah. Yeah.
Got out at the right time for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Public pressure was their reasoning. And it sacrificed a lot of their sales, but I mean, truly, we were trying to think Jerry Lorenzo is going to take over. Anthony Edwards might be taking over Adidas.
Isn't that crazy? I didn't see this coming.
All the sneaker Instagrams, we've pivoted real fast to sneakers now, but all the sneaker Instagrams have been given props to Wale for bringing back basketball shoes and regular clothing. He is. Have you seen all the fits that he's getting off with the AEs and I don't know what else, but I think I said it last week, but we're coming back into a golden age of signature sneakers, I think.
Like
KD4 era. So is that like 12 years ago, 13 years ago, back in that era where you saw people wearing basketball shoes everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think in large part, you've got the AE1 that's doing it. I think this next KD you're going to see, the book, you're going to see it. But I think it's kind of exciting. I think we're getting to an exciting time.
So speaking of that stuff too, and I don't know if you saw this, it was yesterday. This morning I might have a slide for it. Did you see that Caitlin Clark signed with Nike for like $28 million?
Yeah.
Do you feel like when I saw that, I thought to myself, Adidas blew it. Like, are you serious? How does Adidas not pick that? You have to do everything in your power to get that one. You not think that? I mean, again, I'm not a huge Caitlin Clark fan, but I mean, it's relevant.
I kind of think you're right. Because what is their excuse? Their excuse can't be that women don't sell shoes anymore, because look at the Sabrinas.
Yeah.
I mean, I bought a pair, and they're in my car for basketball tomorrow morning. Like, right? Like, Nike gave you the blueprint with a athlete. Dude,
and listen,
good.
My grandmom's talking about Caitlin Clark. Like, name alone, you got to go make that happen. Like, at all costs, you got to throw the house.
Isn't it crazy that I can't do quick math that fast, but Nike's paying her, like, I don't know, 30 to 40 times more than the WNBA is.
That's sad.
That is sad.
That's so sad.
Oh man. I agree. I didn't think about it from the Adidas angle, but I don't know if she would have ever signed with Adidas anyways, but to at least not say our offer is $2 million more than Nike's gonna offer you, no matter what. Like, we'll just offer you more money. Now, if you want to turn that down, that's fine. But I mean, she's going to get a signature shoe. And like Sabrina Ionescu, most people don't know who that is. It's hard in this country right now, I think, to find somebody who is generally in the sports world that doesn't know who Caitlin Clark
is. Yeah, 100%.
I mean, she's probably, what would you say, she's top five in like American culture, like sports people right now?
Yeah, easily.
I would think so.
Maybe the top. Who is bigger? Which is crazy to talk about. Crazy.
In terms of that, like, everybody knows LeBron James, Steph Curry.
Okay.
But after those two,
in the news, right? In the news right now, I would say.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, it's wild, but if you're Adidas, I think you really messed up there.
I think they blew it, and who knows?
Now, all right, we got some more news.
Wait.
Ah, sorry.
This is the Still Dripping Happy Hour is brought to you by the Still Dripping Happy Hour Show and the Still Dripping Happy Hour Printify, where you can go get all of this dope merch. It's simple. We've really pared down the stuff that you can get. It's still dope though. Quality. Support us, but support it because it's dope stuff. Don't just buy something for the sake of buying it and let it sit. Follow us on Instagram, Still Dripping TN. Tell your mom and your grandma and your cousin. But go buy some merch for the summer. I've made a couple pairs of swimming trunks that I'll put on. so that you can go even swimming. I've been talking to Mike, Bourbon Mike, about this, and I think we're going to have some matching shorts for the summer just to be fun. Mm. Okay. So anyway, there you go. All right, now move on.
Landon just texted and said, I'm grieving the loss of Kanye.
Yeah. See, that's why I wish he would have gotten to talk with me. I'm sure he'd agreed with me. And how often do we agree? Right. Actually a lot, but anyway, let's go.
Okay, here we go. Let me get back to it. There we go. There Jordan, we go. This the 39? This is 39, right?
This is the 39.
39 comes out. We've seen it in, I think, practices for Paolo Banchero.
I don't want to talk about that. I mean, that's MJ knows better.
Paolo is going to be the next signature athlete, man, after Shea.
You think he's going to be a Jordan athlete, Shea?
No. Shea re-signed with Converse.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh,
he signed a long-term deal, I believe.
Did they throw the house at him?
I'm sure they did.
Pull up the Brinks truck?
I think it really works for him.
Which I really like him, but I don't think he's going to sell a lot of shoes. I mean, anyway.
I think that's why Converse really works for him.
I know. You know, this isn't bad. I like the simplicity. Do you remember the Jordan Eclipse? Do you remember the shoe?
Yes. Yes.
This has that feel for some reason. I don't know if it's the fly knit. Like,
that's hilarious because I had that shoe banked for another sneaker that we have too. Yeah, okay. It's kind of funny. But
I love that. The Eclipse is one of my favorite just everyday shoes. Love that shoe. That was the Roshi, like Jordan's.
Yeah.
Version of the Roshi. Great shoe.
Right.
Anyway, I don't hate this. I actually like it. I definitely play basketball in these. Like, that is the first thing I thought.
It
was like,
reminds me of the Jordan, don't Google this, XXX.
No.
I don't know. I think it's like the plastic down at, or not, whatever that is, down around the sole. It's kind of got like a grid like thing and maybe the design across the front. I remember the Jordan XXX had like major, like almost globe type features on it, and that's what this reminds me of. It looks kind of global pattern or something.
Okay.
I don't know. No.
I saw the story of this. So this dude, the main designer of it, took the shoe and painted it with some sort of like cement like paint, and then let it dry and like chipped it off, and then they basically printed that chipped. That's what that is. You see, the pattern is actually the paint that was left dry on the model or whatever it was, which is a cool look. Like, the elephant print and all that is just such an iconic thing. You know, that it feels like, I also read a lot that this is the Jordan that Michael Jordan has been more involved with in the last 10 years is this one. So apparently he came in and said, I want simple performance basketball. It's pretty dope. I don't understand. They said that they gave some like ties back to the 9, right? Because this is the 39.
I was expecting that, but I don't see any either.
Unless you consider that was a really simple shoe too. I mean, so it wasn't super super flashy. Maybe that's what they mean by that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to need somebody to walk me through that one because I don't see any part of the 9 on this from the tongue. Maybe that little tongue like tab on the top, but that's like the back of the 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see.
I really like this blue. Now, look, this is a Carolina homer. I mean, this is going to be look dope on some Carolina guys. the black one, not so much. I don't know what it is about the black. I'm sure a bread is going to come out, and I'm sure it's going to be dope.
Yeah.
I don't know. Solid.
What about the only thing I could think of on a 9, the real signature thing, like the tongue on the 8 is, would be the heel, the like circle.
Mm-hmm. Did they do that?
I don't know if they did it. I haven't seen pictures of that angle. So maybe they did that. I think that's one of the coolest features about a 9. If you're talking like tiny details, I love the 9. I think the 9 is one of those shoes that,
oh, it's a low key underrated.
Oh yeah. When you see that out in the wild, you're like, oh, that's somebody who really cares about sneakers.
Yeah. I always like the 9 because it's the one that was, he only played maybe. I mean, no.
It's like more of a baseball.
Yeah, no.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't. But that's the year he retired, so he only played, you know, a couple games in those.
Yeah.
Just like he only played a couple games in the 10. Yeah, but the 9 is a really pretty shoe. I really like it. Always have.
Yep.
But let's look at this. See if there's more official picks. Oh, there's not on here. Crap. I mean, obviously it's way better than 37. The 38 isn't bad, especially the low model is pretty dope. I mean, this is going to end up being a really good one. Maybe the best one since the 33. Which I think 33 will go down as one of the best.
I think the 38 low was pretty dope.
Yeah.
33 was really good. We always talk about that one.
Yeah. It's a very underrated.
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, always newsworthy when Jordans come out.
Yeah. Yeah. We've gotten a ton of sneaker releases with the playoffs. I kind of like that. That's like the new, it's not beginning of the season really anymore, except for LeBron. Maybe LeBron's like the only one who comes out with a new shoe at the beginning of the year. Everybody else is playoff time. They get a new sneaker, which I don't mind. I think it's really cool. Next up, we got still staying on signature sneakers, but thought it was interesting that Chet Holmgren was in the
was like
the official star in the KD17 commercial. I just wanted to get thoughts on this because I thought it was pretty interesting. Weird for both Nike and Chet to do this.
Yeah, I guess confused. Right? Why Chet Holmgren? Why not KD? Is it because Chet plays in Oklahoma City? Look, is that Oklahoma? Yeah, this is KD sixes. Isn't that in the locker to the left?
Those are KD fours. They just re-released.
That's right.
Yeah.
Interesting call.
Is this Nike trying to plant a seed of, LeBron has the school sponsorships, like college sponsorships. He doesn't have another signature athlete like Steph Curry does, like Steph Curry and De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox is under. I wonder if Nike's trying to plant the seed of like maybe KD will have an athlete under him, which would be very weird because I don't think KD's big enough to do that. But it'd be interesting to see where this goes. And man, well, every time I see this guy, he looks like Abraham Lincoln.
Also, I mean, Chet Holmgren ain't going to sell any sneakers, bro.
No.
I mean, I like him. He's got a great game. It's like, Victor Wembanyama light, but he ain't going to sell any sneakers. Like, so you're right. This is a weird call to have him. You could think of 20 other, I don't know, better options than this one.
Yeah. All right. We'll move on to the next. What we got next? Oh,
this is one I sent you, isn't it?
This is one you sent me. Is this a dripper flop right here?
I don't know. What do you think?
We're looking at, sorry, podcast people. We've forgotten about you. We we apologize. So we'll clue you in on this. We're looking at a Pringles Crocs collab. It's a boot with some holsters, maybe for Pringles. Pringle holsters. I'm not entirely sure.
This definitely looks like a space boot.
Yeah,
something that you'd wear while you're walking on the moon. What the heck is the pocket? It's got pockets on the sides where you can hold a gun or a. You're not gonna put pretzels. You're not gonna put Pringles in there.
Yeah, it's not the right crushed up Pringles for sure.
But it looks like almost rockets at the side of the, at the sides that will shoot you into space. Oh,
real question.
And they put a Pringle logo on it.
Would you wear these over a regular pair of Crocs?
No.
I think I would. I think this is a really good rain boot. Looks to be fully covered. Great. Like all the holes are filled in. There's got pretty high up on the leg.
This. I would 100% wear a Croc before I wore these, especially in public.
I think this is a solid rain boot.
No, it is not. This is not.
Like you're horrible. Going frog gigging or something. You don't have the waders.
Maybe.
Ankle deep, dude. You're staying dry in these.
Yeah, but I feel like these pockets are gonna slow you down. I mean, unless you put bait. Like,
but maybe you can detach the pockets. It looks like belt loops.
It does look like this, but this is as bad as fur. This is horrible. Pringles, like what business does Pringles have putting anything on a shoe anyway?
Yeah, that's it's weird. They just slapped the logo on it. Like nothing else of these looks like Pringles. Oh, I think the back. It looks like. Look at the back heel. It looks like some Pringles, around that. I think that's like a shape of Pringle.
Is it?
I think so.
Unless it's supposed to mimic the color of the chip with the, maybe that's what they're going for with the colors. Like, oh, look, it looks like the chips.
I think Pringles or not Pringles. I think Croc is just going for shock factor on all these collabs.
Maybe.
I think that's what it is. It's very mischief feeling.
A little bit. Okay.
So.
Yeah. I can follow that.
All right. Next up, Huff Air Max 1s not re-releasing, but we had a similar colorway back in 2004 in green. Those right there. And so we're getting a new colorway of the Huff Air Max 1 coming out. I don't know if it was this year or next year, but three different shades of gray, different materials on all three. And then accents in orange. It looks like a good game day Tennessee shoe. But
that's about it. Like this is a pass.
Yeah.
Look at the paint looks like it's a really bad paint job. Also,
yeah, it looks like spray paint. Uh-oh, one of us is frozen.
You froze up. Now you're back.
Yeah, I didn't know who froze up. Go for it.
Okay, but also so really bad paint job on this out thing. And then am I dreaming, or is that swoosh made of felt? It looks like a weird texture.
Yeah, I can't tell. I wonder if this is just, you know, somebody in the warehouse got an opening of these and just snapped a picture. Like, okay. The glue doesn't look good on the swoosh. The stitching doesn't look great around the swoosh. Yeah, I don't know.
I think I agree with you. If you're a UT fan, these are great.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Right. Yeah, I think they look pretty cool. We need... Okay, first of all, this 2004 pair is very dope. I think this one is awesome. The quality looks way better. But if you know anything about Huff and Nike Air Max shoes, we need the Huffquake Air Max 90s to come back. Look those up, a pair of white, blue, with like, it's almost like an elephant print all over. They are so dope. I don't think they would be as cool coming out today, but it's one of those that's like in 2004 they made, or in I don't remember the Huffquake year, but whatever year that was, they made this shoe, and this was like nothing else anybody had ever seen before.
It's like an Atmos. It's like an Atmos.
Yes. Yeah, it is similar. Do you have it?
Yeah, I've got it. Yeah. Is this concrete? Probably like a concrete. Bad radio.
Bad radio, but yeah, that's yeah. So such a nice shoe. Just a regular Air Max 90 with the whatever laser blue colorway.
12 with, honey.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Dang. StockX got them for $22.44.
Yeah. By the way, those ones on StockX are not. There's no way somebody kept a dead stock pair of those.
Wow.
Not a chance.
Well, either way.
Looks like we're having some technical difficulties, but hey, that's what happens when you're relegated to the shed. We'll keep on going. I think it's
fine. You're fine. You're fine now.
All right. These were on here for Landon, but what a beautiful purple. I think that's a nice purple. That should be a Landon staple right there for Lipscomb Games. We're looking at the New Balance 993 Made in USA Purple Suede. I think this is a clean pair of shoes. I'd never wear them. That's a lot of purple for me. It looks like a bruised grape. But for any of our Lippy fans, this is a solid shoe. I think the Made in USA stuff is somewhat pretty quality. But go ahead, Ace.
I got nothing. This shoe sucks. All of it sucks. This model sucks. I hate this model. The 993 is a pointless model, shoe.
But
and look how prominent your favorite model
part in their standard gray.
The N, but just slapping you right in the face. Ugh. Disgusting.
These look like, and not many people will know or have any idea what we're talking about. But you remember when David Sessions said he was going to get us Hornets colorway church basketball jerseys?
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up being black and purple, just all black and with a little bit of purple. That was one of the jerseys. Wasn't his fault. It was a rush job. He was trying to do us a favor. Do what?
I wonder if he ever listens to this podcast.
Yeah. Speaking of people in Texas, I saw Reed Hillen came out with a podcast. I need to go give it a listen.
What's it about?
Reed and Josh are parents, I think is what it is. Don't know who Josh is, but I have no idea.
Somebody from his church?
I'd assume.
Okay. I'll go give it a listen. Free shout out. Reed, friend of the pod, not a sneaker guy. Could be if he thought about it. Good guy, though.
Yeah. All about the shout outs. Let's go. What's up next? Oh, staying with New Balance here. New Balance signs Marvin Harrison Jr., expected to be a top 5 pick in the NFL draft tomorrow night, and they are debuting their first ever football cleat. It looks a lot like the New Balance basketball shoes that you've seen with the fat in across it. I mean, it's exactly on brand for New Balance. I'm sure they gave him a bag, but any thoughts on this news?
What pick does the Titans have? I don't even know.
Number 7.
7. Do you think he lasts that long, and do you think they'd pick him?
I think you'd be dumb not to pick him after the quarterbacks that are going to go top 3. I think he'll go 4. I'd be pretty surprised if he didn't go 4 or 5. But if he's there for the Titans, I would take him. I think we need an offensive lineman first, but I would take him if he's there.
I am surprised New Balance didn't already have a football cleat. That's what the news is, right? I guess I didn't realize that they didn't already have one.
Well, at least they made one before they signed an athlete. It was like ASICs. Mm-hmm. They signed Stephon Diggs, and they didn't even have any football cleats. He like got them customized or something. And he didn't even wear him in the game. So he was wearing Nike in the game. It's just what a weird,
but that's
weird
odd
thing of one, Stephon Diggs. I mean, he's NFL people know him, but non-NFL people don't know who Stephon Diggs is. And how many NFL people are watching what he wears, like, to the game?
Yeah.
Not on the field. Anyways, that is just very confusing to me. But
yeah, nothing fancy about this cleat. I mean, this looks just like a standard issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. But definitely on brand for New Balance. I think you're right.
Yeah. So just wanted to slip that one in there. Now we can get to our sneaker sommelier segment. I guess I got to read this part. Where each step is sacred and every soul scent tells a story.
Oh, man.
All right, Hayes, I think we got a couple loaded in here. Some wild, I know one wild one for sure. Let's see what's up first. Here we go. The Nike SB Nyjah 3. I don't know what this colorway is. It's like a pearl, I think.
What's Nyjah? Colorway.
Nyjah is a skateboarder. Nyjah Houston. Skateboarder. Yes, this is his third iteration. I mean, skateboarding behind basketball has to have the most signature shoes.
Yeah, it seems like it.
You've got this. I don't know if Nigel Sylvester has his own, but he's got Jordan models that he's coming out with in skateboarding shoes. And then what's our other one? Eyeshod Wear. And they're all three pretty good shoes. This looks like a pretty cool shoe.
Bro, I'm easily wearing this shoe. This is a great looking shoe. I definitely would have never pegged it as a skateboard shoe.
Yeah, it's very new age technology on a skateboard shoe.
Got a little Presto I'm tasting. Maybe it's this little lace, not lace, but it's the little strap looking thing that comes up the side. Man, does it have a little bit more of the Eclipse feel? Is that where you were thinking?
No, this is the one that I thought looked like the Eclipse.
I guess the front of it is Eclipse like. This is a great looking shoe.
I agree.
Really surprised.
I wonder what the price point on this is.
Yeah, let's go look.
Because this is a nice shoe. I thought the entire sole midsole looked like the Eclipse.
Yeah.
It's like the Eclipse with the no tongue like Presto look as well. I mean,
this colorway is sick. Like, this is
who is designing for Nike SB? Like, is this the same person that made the Eyeshod Wear shoes? Because if so, this person needs a promotion. Like, they are killing it and making the Eyeshod Wear into Wear Max when they did that colorway. Or design on the shoe. I mean, Nike SB, Nike basketball needs to hire Nike SB designers because they are killing this. This would be a great NBA shoe if you came out with this.
Dude, different colors. Dude, this is not an expensive shoe. It's like $74 on Nike.
Dang. Is that secondhand or is that at
Nike? No, this is Nike.com.
Dang. Yeah, I like this shoe. I mean, it's not going to like turn heads, but this is a clean shoe.
Okay, see, there's definitely some crap ones.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Colorway wise.
I think this colorway's got to be the best.
This is a like cool gray with the icy sole.
Ooh, okay.
Like, that's a really, look at that.
Yeah, they're really pulling strong on some Jordan heartstrings there.
It looks super Presto in some of these other colorways, like this red.
Yeah, super, super Presto with the skateboard look. They really mastered the skateboard look on that red. This colorway doesn't scream skateboard to me.
This colorway is not on Loaded In. Also, it looks like there's definitely a different texture with the upper on this versus the one that's already on Nike.com. Different.
Okay. Is it more
this
cloth?
Is more, no, this looks more plasticky, like rubbery, and that looks more like fly something, right?
Oh, okay. I thought this one kind of looked plasticky as well.
No, it doesn't to me.
Yeah.
This shoe is really sick.
Yeah. It is a cool shoe.
And it's not expensive.
Well, there you go. There's your bargain hunt of the week, folks.
There you go.
All right. We'll move on to the next one. I'm glad we got that in there. But yeah, strong Eclipse vibes. Yeah, Presto, I can see that too. So yeah, very cool shoe. Let's see what's next. Oh, we talked about Dan loves these shoes.
Are you serious?
We talked about these a little bit last week. The Nike Pegasus Premium. These were unveiled in at the Nike AIR.
You talked about that last week
in Paris. And so I wanted to see if there was anything besides the Air Max and Pegasus that you're seeing in these shoes. I mean, obviously strong vibes from both of those, considering that's what it's made up of, but
it's LeBron 10. Where LeBron the hold up.
I know the full length Air, yeah.
But it's specifically on the LeBron 10. Show you a picture.
Yeah, this shoe that we're looking at, it's very interesting from Nike. It's the first time that they've combined all these technologies, especially the Pegasus. But it's got like React foam on top and on bottom of the Air bubble.
Yeah, see, that's throwing it off to me. Like, I don't like that. It doesn't look okay. Can you see Bad Radio in between you see that in between the Air pocket? That's what I'm getting a hint of.
Yeah.
The orange in the middle throws this shoe off for me. I'm also getting.
I definitely would like to see other colorways. This one seems a little too bright, too white for me. Too much of a nursing shoe, maybe. But man, I bet these would be heavenly to run in. I'm sure they're going to be like $350, but those running shoes get expensive.
Hold up. I've also got another one. Give me a second. Okay. I can see it. I've had them and I sold them.
Describe the shoe then.
It's a Dornbecker.
It's a Dornbecker.
I only got it to sell.
Was it a Pegasus?
It was a Pegasus. I can see it in my brain. I'm looking for a picture.
What colorway was it?
It's like black and reddish. I think it was a Pegasus.
Yeah, nothing's coming to mind.
I don't even remember what year it would have been. If I looked in my StockX history, I'd probably find it. But I'm getting hints of that. Whichever shoe it was, I'll find it when it's going to hit me, and I'm going to feel like an idiot. Whatever that shoe is in my head, it's definitely one, but it's a Dornbecker runner.
Yeah, I have
couldn't tell you what year. But that's what the swoosh, the upper that kind of feels in some weird way like a Air Max 97, right? Is that? No, it's that that little thing that's going around like that.
Yeah, the wave type thing that's coming through it. It's reminiscent of one of the Air Maxes. I don't know which one. I can't think of anything.
It's fine.
But anyways, along with this, Nike had a lot of their CEO came out and had a lot of things to say about the lack of innovation that we've seen from Nike in the past.
I do remember seeing that.
Yeah, 5 years. He blamed it a lot on remote work and COVID, and just seemed kind of stale. Like,
he didn't blame it on idiots,
right? Like, at some point, and this is what our leadership says all the time, is at some point COVID can't be the excuse anymore. I mean, like,
too late.
It's 2024. We're past COVID. Yes, there was a lot of stuff that happened during COVID, good and bad. And it just can't be an excuse anymore. So I think this kind of falls on deaf ears. But a lot of that AIR stuff that Nike had in Paris, seemed like it was just like AI renderings of stuff. Yeah. Like, I heard Brendan Dunn talking about it on the Complex Pod. And he was saying all of like those futuristic shoes weren't even prototypes. Like they were like just casted. You couldn't even put a foot in them.
Hmm.
I was like, where's the technology?
It's almost like a, not a statue, but something like that, right?
It's like a concept car kind of, but less so, I would think. But yeah, I think Nike is just, I mean, you had a bunch of technology come out in the 2010s, like with Flyknit was huge, right? When Flyknit came out, we put Flyknit on everything. The Flyknit Free, I still have a pair in my closet. And I sold a pair after like 10 years for like $80 still, and they were worn. But Flyknits were nuts and so comfortable. I'm wearing some Flyknit right now. But then you had like less so, I think it was more of a flop, but the Adapt technology, mm-hmm. the self-lacing stuff. I think Nike thought that was going to be a lot bigger than it was.
It was just too early, right? Too soon.
Yeah, yeah. And
cars aren't flying yet.
Practical. Do what?
Cars aren't flying yet, man. Yeah. We're not ready for exactly. self-lacing shoes.
Yeah. And I think we're waiting for that next thing from Nike to figure out what are we doing? Like, where is this going next? We've got the sock shoes. We've got... And so we want something more than just like AI-generated shoe Statues. For... Shakari Richardson or whatever that you can't even put your foot in. I don't know. I think that's kind of how everybody feels about the sneaker industry. I mean, with that said, like no new technology. I understand. Like, I think that's what kind of made this past 2 years different from everything else is like, we've only gotten retros, which is why we get excited over a decent Nike SB shoe like we just did. There's just nothing new coming out, and so we need that next thing, and I don't know if Nike will be the one to give it to us, but I think people are wanting that. So
yeah, I agree.
It'd be interesting. This next one, you can say drip or flop, or you can do some sommelier on it.
Okay.
LaMelo Ball coming out with his first lifestyle shoe. I had to double check that this wasn't Mischief because it is strong Mischief vibes here. Mm-hmm. Looks like the Gobstopper or whatever they had, Gobstomper. Anyways, Hayes, what are you feeling about these?
What the heck is wrong with the laces?
Oh, yeah. Just
fat, like, not DC, but was a skateboard shoe that was like late 90s, early 2000s.
I'd say DC had some fat laces.
DC.
It kind of reminds me of a cloth version of those, the satin laces that they put in, like the ribbon they put in the Air Jordan ones.
And it's patent leather.
Yeah.
This is the most impractical lifestyle shoe ever. This is stupid. It's absolutely stupid. Not only is it ugly as crap, with all the circles and patent leather.
This is like a Halloween Town shoe or something. Yeah. This is very also, weird.
Also, LaMelo's stock is not high right now. Like, so not great timing for you to unveil this lifestyle shoe when your stock's down as well. And then it's just a crap shoe. It's not even any good. So if you're going to do a lifestyle shoe, at least make it not suck.
Yeah.
But this is,
yeah, it's been like,
this is definitely Payless. This is,
yeah, it's weird because it's like his brand is on it as well. Like is it La Francais or something? It's got an accent mark. I don't know anything behind that. La Francais, I think that's his
middle
name.
It's just supposed to sound fancy.
Yeah. It's just... Yeah, I mean, I've made fun of Zion enough about his signature shoe. and his lack of playing time in his signature shoe. But LaMelo's getting there too. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah,
there's been some AAU players that have played more games in LaMelo Ball shoes than he has.
Lots of them. Yeah. I've seen them.
Right. And so, yeah, I think, I don't know. To be honest, if LaMelo wants to sell some shoes, we need LeVar back in the picture, man. Puma, go out and hire LeVar Ball. At least you'll be in the news.
Yeah. I feel like he's really taking a step back, right?
Yeah, he's like gone.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah.
Then again, his kids haven't been playing great, right?
His kids haven't been playing. One of them hasn't
played in a long time.
Yeah, well, I think Lonzo got cleared, but still haven't seen him play a basketball game in 3 years. Yeah.
We will see.
All right. I think we're both on flop, team flop for this.
Very much flop.
Anything besides the flavors that you've already put out there? I think we covered it.
We're not going to spend any more time on that shoe.
Well, recent shoe, the heel of this looks like those Pringle Crocs.
Similar. maybe this is a times Pringles as well.
A threesome. All right. Well, I had the DanDuel ready, but don't think we have anything for that this week. That's it. That's it for Inside the Box. Look at that. 52 minutes. What a pro. We got plenty of time left, but not too much time to BS here. So, yeah. Hayes, will you watch the, I think it's been called the world's biggest HR meeting tomorrow night for the NFL?
Nope. Remember, I haven't watched a football game in.
That's fair.
A while. No, yeah. Don't care. I mean, I'll look tomorrow, maybe whatever. I'll look Friday at who the Titans drafted, and that's about as far as I'll get into it.
Yeah.
No, that's not exactly true. I'll see where Drake May went.
Okay. Yeah.
And go Heels. And that's about it. And I'll see where Tez Walker went. So he might not be a first rounder, though. So
yeah, probably not, right? Well, he could, probably not. I guess, but probably not.
He could sneak in. Those two guys are. That's all I really care about. That I'll watch the Titans a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, then we can catch up about the. Have you watched any playoff basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See the Luka.
Man, Luka, listen.
Oh, you're killing it,
love Luka.
Yeah,
dude. Now that baseball season is in swing, I just love baseball now.
Wow.
I just,
you are truly, I you know, have truly made the full cycle.
I have made the, you are football at all, but Braves are good. And even though they've had all these weird injuries already, lost Spencer Strider for the year after one start, and they're still playing well. And Acuna has not played well so far, neither has Olsen, and they're still like 17-6 or something like that.
Yeah, I think like, they lost just, it.
Anyway,
yeah. I'm hoping the Cubs can make a run. I think we're a half game out of the division lead right now. Who would have thought that we'd be talking baseball when we started this podcast? I know. I've been following it more, but I don't watch it because I've been the past month, I've gotten like about 5 hours of sleep on average a night. Which is not good. And then the Preds play at 9 p.m. So I've been watching the Preds in the playoffs. And yeah, I don't know. It's going to be tough to squeeze baseball in until dead of the summer. And we'll hit the paternity leave and we'll be full baseball.
Mm.
Full baseball season then.
What else are you going to do? Right?
As always, go Cubs. We should have some type of betting on here.
Hmm.
I think we've talked about that before, but a little like payoff at the end of the month or something. If you lose, like we'll pick.
I would like that,
but we'll see.
Well, we get
maybe we do like DanDuel. Maybe Dan will give us the odds.
Okay,
we'll pick
just as long as we don't Jonte Porter, we'll be fine.
Right, right. I don't think we'll have that issue.
Oh, I'll bet from myself.
One of my last updates for the listeners, talked about it last week, so I don't know. Oh, by the way, so I will apologize. We had an issue with our payment on Podbean. So you got last week's episode. If you're not on YouTube, you got last week's episode today at Wednesday. You'll get this episode tomorrow. So on Thursday, the 25th. So
that's just on me, guys. That's also on me.
Not it on is. You.
Like I've totally you I've paid canceled. For it. Yeah, but what I'm saying is I forgot to update a card that was canceled. And
I gotcha.
That was my fault.
It's all right. It's probably the hacker's fault who tried to get your credit card. So
that is exactly what happened.
Yeah. It happened to me that's as exactly. well. So but yeah. Another update from last week. Went to the dentist on Monday. It's the first time I've been to the dentist since out of college. So 8 years. My wife was somewhat ticked off, but I had zero cavities. Haven't been to the dentist in 8 years.
That is impressive.
That's incredible. Like
I believe I owe it
to my father. My late father had teeth issues like I do, overcrowding and like even like as an adult, like he always had a tooth up here, just like stuck up here, like in his bone somewhere, never came down. I think he had, I know my mom has a few crowns, but I don't think my dad, I don't know, he might have had a couple, but apparently it's in the genes. So I only have my ancestors to thank for the lack of cavities, because there's a girl at work who I used to work with, and she said she didn't go for 3 years and she had so many cavities that she was embarrassed to tell me. She would bring her toothbrush to work. And so I thought, my whole mouth is going to be cavities. I'm not bringing my toothbrush to work. I'm flossing maybe once a week, if that. Like, floss is just... And so I'll say, for the future of my teeth, it probably wasn't the best diagnosis of no cavities after 8 years. Because now I'm like, well, why do I need to go back? But I did make it a 6-month appointment. So I'll be back in 6 months. I was terrified going in there because you just never know what's going on after 8 years. But apparently, I got a clean bill of health.
Let me tell you this: I did the exact same thing. Okay, didn't go for years and years and years. Never had one cavity until, well, obviously, I've ruined the story. I had 9 cavities.
Wow!
After that, and there's no telling how long they'd been in. I had 2 chipped teeth.
And you didn't know?
Didn't know.
Wow.
So anyway, that's good for you. That's great news.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to say, it's not any of my doing. I mean, I brush my teeth. I'll say that. But yeah. not overly aggressive in teeth brushing either. So I'll just say my ancestors blessed me.
They did it right.
So... I know nobody cared about that, but just wanted to give an update.
It was good news.
If anybody was scared to go to the dentist, it might not be as bad as you think.
Did they put you under?
No.
I would need to do that.
Do what?
I would prefer that, the sedation thing. Just also, I've never got my wisdom teeth out. I still have
me neither. I still got them. I might have to, because I don't know. I think right side maybe. It's coming in full sideways.
We should do it at the same time. When you do it, tell
we
me,
should,
and we'll do it.
We should definitely record a podcast.
Yeah,
right after.
Have our wives drive us there and back, just like the time I got my mastectomy. That was great.
Oh boy, we don't need to hear about that one.
Yeah, we don't. All right, look, we did it.
We did it. We hit the hour. We got a little bit of personal information in there.
Pray for Kanye. Follow the Instagram. Buy the merch. Tell your mom.
Amen. Follow the algorithm. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening to episode 165 of the Still Dripping Happy Hour. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us, and we appreciate that.
Amen.
Remember, go buy the merch. We'll get some new guests rolling in here, some repeat guests rolling in here soon.
I got to follow back up with Slim and Huskies. Like, it should be
Any yeah, day. We got to get that going because come July, we're shutting it down in this household. So, yeah, we'll probably be able to sneak out to get a podcast in, but
yeah,
we'll see. We may have to call in the intern. We need to get the end. I tried to text you maybe too late today, but
Wednesday night's the intern back on. He has something that he does Wednesday nights. It's tough for the intern on Wednesday nights.
Oh, okay. What about Coop? Cowboy Coop.
I didn't hear back from him, but I'll ask him.
All right. Yep. Thank you for being with us. And with that, we love you all. Go Cubs. Don't know what this beat is, but we just played Beat Roulette.
It's not. It's dope, but it's like not. I'm not feeling it. It'd be right. Really stupid if I did.
not anything like normal. Oh, love you all. We'll see you next week. Peace.